Haskell, Brother and Sister. St. Helena, California, August 15, 1907. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I have received several letters from you, which I highly appreciate, but I have been so fully occupied with urgent writing that I have not found time to answer letters. We are looking over my writings and preparing matter to be read at our camp meetings at Los Angeles and Denver. I have not been well since the St. Helena camp meeting. Early this morning, I had an ill turn and have not yet recovered my strength. Willie came to see me, but I could talk with him only a few minutes. He prayed with me and then handed me an encouraging letter from Brother Ford, telling how my testimony was received by the workers at the Nashville Publishing House. I am anxious to go ahead with my examination of my diaries. I feel very thankful to God for the brain power He gives me. My mind is usually clear. I begin my work as soon as the daylight comes. I do not now try often to work by lamplight. I would like most to see you. May the Lord bless you in your labors. I sometimes desire very much that I may stand once more in Battle Creek to encourage our people. Perhaps in the fall I may be strong enough to do this. I have a message that I would be pleased to bear in person to the people in Battle Creek. I wish it might be possible for you to attend the meeting at Los Angeles, but I am glad that you are at Melrose. The Lord has presented that institution before me, and I have known for a long time that the physicians were not managing matters in a Christ-like way. In some things, the work of the sanitarium has been turned away from its true object, and the Lord has been dishonored. God does not want our nurses to be educated so that their aim will be to stand well in the opinion of the world. He wants them to be led into the light God has given. I am glad that you are at Melrose. You can do a good work for the helpers and for the institution. I wish that you might make your home at the sanitarium for a while, for I know you could be a source of encouragement and a help to Dr. Prince and his associates. I pray that now the blessing of the Lord will come to that institution. I was instructed that Satan would make every effort to get control of the Melrose Sanitarium. I was also shown that Brother and Sister Nicola were somewhat under the influence of Dr. Kellogg, and that through his influence, there was danger of the Melrose Sanitariums being placed where the conference could have no voice in its management. I do not expect to attend the Los Angeles meeting. My writings must not be neglected. Many of them should have been in print long ago. At present, I am writing out some testimonies for Boulder and other Colorado churches. I will write again soon. I think you are just where you should be. Do not fail nor be discouraged. We have a grand work to do, and the Lord will help us to carry it on. I shall be grateful if your strength will permit you to spend much time in connection with the Melrose Sanitarium. In love.